Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect. And a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Summer is a great time to start a garden. If you've been spending more time indoors, you might want to consider an indoor garden. Miniature citrus trees, pineapples, tomatoes, and chives are all plants that can be grown indoors and also provide you with food. And if you were doing some gardening outdoors, note that the common household product vinegar can be a safe and effective weed killer. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Join Lawrence Holmes and me, Maggie Hendricks, as we do the Ride for Life 10,000 together. Cycle, walk, run, dog walk, hike, swim, even log your steps at home. Anyone can join at any level with a goal that's meaningful to you. Stay active and support TPAN, saving lives and empowering people affected by HIV and AIDS. Go to rideforlifechicago.org to join or donate.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
This hour is being brought to you by Basement Water Stoppers. Herbie, let's go!
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Ryan covers sports media for Outkick.com. Follow him on Twitter at Sports Report. This is Joe Ostrowski sitting in for Lawrence Holmes. Ryan, are you still confident that Comcast will have marquee?
I do still think that it gets done this week. You've been talking about it on social. The Marquee Network put out an ad kind of negatively campaigning against YouTube TV. They've done no such thing with Comcast. That, to me, would signify that it's near done. But as a lot of people have been remarking, that there's a more complicated negotiation at play, which is Comcast reaching an extension not just with the other Sinclair regional sports networks, but all of their local channels across the country. And it's possible that something with those negotiations is holding the marquee deal up. But even in this 54-hour or whatever window, they just have to get it done, Jeff.
Make me a bicycle clown!
B Big thanks to Joe Ostrowski for minding the bicycle shop while I was having my colonoscopy and having a few days off after my colonoscopy. Welcome into the show. My name is Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 2 o'clock. We got a big show ready for you today. Zach Zabin's going to join me at 12:20. I was listening to the broadcast last night, listening to those guys have fun last night. So I'm going to talk to him and kind of really get into the weeds on a Cubs preview, because he's been there for the workouts and the games, and we can get his perspective on what happens next with your Chicago Cubs. Brent Sopel's going to join me at 12:45, and I'm probably not going to ask him about hockey. I might ask him about this restart, but he's got a film out that's on YouTube right now. I was watching it this morning. It is, wow, it's very powerful. So I'm looking forward to talking with Brent about that at 12:45. Evan Altman moved heaven and earth so he could be on the show at 1 o'clock. Maybe when he's on the show, we'll find out that the Cubs and Comcast have a deal, and people who have Comcast will be able to watch the Cubs starting Sunday, right? Because Saturday's game is, wait, which game is on ESPN? Is that Saturday or Friday that their game is on ESPN? Whenever it is, the Cubs will be able to, Cubs fans will be able to watch the game if they already have Comcast. So we'll talk with Evan about that coming up at 1 o'clock. There's a lot to get to today. I'm going to throw in some White Sox stuff in just a couple of minutes that I want to talk about. And watching the game last night, we are doing a ton of Cubs today, so I'm going to try to do the White Sox stuff first. But come on, we all of us need to rear our heads back and have a hearty laugh at the Washington football team. And that's what they're going to be known as for the foreseeable future. When I saw the news break, I was like, oh, someone messed this up. Like, someone put this on social and messed this up, where the headline is that Washington is going to call themselves the Washington football team. It's so great because it's so Daniel Snyder. Meanwhile, over on the West Coast, Seattle's got a hockey team, and they had this whole thing about naming their team the Kraken, and it looks great. Like, everything about it looks great. These stories are happening at the same time, and I am flabbergasted with joy in my heart that Washington had to change their name to the Washington football team. I know that you are thinking, is Lawrence still high from his colonoscopy? I am not. That's what they have to change the name to for now. And now you're going, well, wait, that's stupid. Why didn't they change it to Red Tails? Or why didn't they change it to Red Wolves? Or any of the other awesome suggestions that people threw their way to change their name? Well, the reason that they had to do this is because they didn't have the foresight as an organization to trademark the other names. So other people have trademarked all of those names that you think would have made a really good substitute for the name that they changed from. This franchise is the joke that keeps on giving. It is unbelievable that they are now stuck. And so what they're going to do, I saw Adam Schefter talking about this, they are literally going to be known for the near future as the Washington football team, and their helmets, because, you know, training camp is reportedly starting in less than a week. All of that stuff that's on their helmets and uniforms, they're just going to be like generic brand name football team. If I'm the NFL, if I'm the rest of the owners, I'm furious. Because that clown show has been allowed to go on for forever. And that's beyond the fact that they've got a scandal in their front office where you've had 15 women step up and say, We were sexually harassed and have been sexually harassed. You've got broadcasters and executives scurrying off the ship like rats because they were the ones who were implicated in what these women said, along with the pressure from minority owners and the public and their sponsors to change the name. This has been in the works for a long time. People have been asking Daniel Snyder to change the name for forever. And not once did he think that he would ever be pushed to the brink that he would have to change the name. So he didn't go out and trademark anything. And so there are people, there are smart people with some foresight that went out and said, let me just trademark all the names that it might be possible for them to go and get and change to. It is amazing. It's amazing that a headline today, a major headline of a old school NFL team was, we've changed our name to No Name. Why'd you change your name to No Name? We're not ready to talk about that yet. Is it possible that you changed your name to No Name because you didn't trademark any of the other names? Yes, that's possible. How are you planning on fixing it? We don't know. So what are the uniforms going to look like? It's going to be our color scheme, but then there's just not going to be anything. They're going to look like Penn State. There's just going to be nothing. They are the gift that keeps on giving. By the way, we are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We love broadcasting from the Hyundai Score Studios. Keep this number in mind, 312-644-6767. The reason that you should keep it in mind is, one, it's the way that you can call us, but it's also now the way that you can text us. And the text zone is brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer, our favorite Hyundai dealer, Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Oh, man. I can't figure out if that's funnier or that Toronto doesn't have a place to play baseball. Canada was like, nope, you can't play here. Oh, all right, well, we'll go play in Buffalo. Nah, that stadium is not up to standards. Oh, okay. Well, what about Pittsburgh? And then Pennsylvania was like, nope, y'all can't come here. I actually don't like the idea of them sharing a stadium with another MLB team at all. I don't like that. Think about all of this, the steps and layers of security that have happened to try and make sure that everyone stays healthy. Now I got to devote another team to give them a clubhouse? No way. Here's my solution. It's not great. It's not great. But there are no great solutions. Dan had brought this up on Twitter, that they should go to Omaha and play in Omaha. I don't think that that's a terrible idea. My idea is, and it's more terrible than Dan's, my idea is just, you got to go to Buffalo and you got to play Cubs baseball. You got to play all day games. And I know that they still have some issues with the bullpens out there, but too bleeping bad. It is opening day of the baseball season, and one of the teams doesn't have a place to play. These are all of the things that end up happening when you wait to the last minute to do stuff. When you take all of that time that you were using to saber rattle and negotiate and all of that other stuff, now you're up against it. Now one of your teams doesn't have a place to play. They have no home. You change their name to the Toronto Nomads if you want. They've got no place to be. And now MLB's got to figure out, well, what do we do? Are they just on the road until we find them home? Omaha be fine with me, whatever. But I feel like you got to go to Buffalo, and you can only play day games. That's it. All right, we need to take a break. The Cubs do have a home. And they have a home right here on 670 The Score. Zach Zabin is going to join me. We're going to talk about this team. We're going to break them down. We're going to get you ready for the 60-game season. Thank God they don't have to play Toronto. Although I guess that game would just probably be at Wrigley, and you could pay $400 to go to the rooftop to watch it. We got to talk about that, too, at some point. I'm back. I'm glad to talk with you. My name is Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
670 The Score is Chicago sports. And for nearly three decades, Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station in 1992. And still number one today. A radio.com sports station.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. It is finally opening day in baseball. To be honest, there was a while where I didn't think we'd get here, but now that we've made it, it's time to focus on the field, to get excited about what we're about to see, hopefully uninterrupted, for the next few months. Where will the Blue Jays call home? Can they or the Rays make the Yankees sweat in the AL East? In the AL West, are you prepared for the magistry of a healthy Shohei Ohtani? A few days of elite hitting, then the day of elite pitching, all from the same guy. You might like the Reds in the NL Central, but I'm sticking with the known commodities in St. Louis and Chicago. And then there are the Dodgers, fresh off locking in Mookie Betts for the next decade plus. The weaknesses are few and far between in LA. I'm not sure the Dodgers will lose 25 times all year between the regular season and winning the World Series. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
Things are opening up and the roads are slowing down. Remember the quickest way to stay informed. WBBM Traffic and Weather together on the 8th, exclusively on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, Chicago's weather station.
New York Times bestselling author Brené Brown has a brand new podcast, Unlocking Us, about the emotions and experiences that bring meaning and purpose to our lives.
Together, we can explore ideas, stories, experiences, books, films, music, anything that reflects the universal experiences of being human.
Brené Brown's Unlocking Us. Listen on radio.com by searching Unlocking on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And I really cannot wait to have these conversations with you.
So I'm on FanDuel's site right now. I got the app. I downloaded it. And what a great night to have it, considering that Major League Baseball is back. Maybe you were betting on the Fire earlier and you're disappointed because they had a goal disallowed in that match. Maybe, just maybe, you are betting on the Red Stars who are getting ready to play in the championship match in the NWSL. Go Red Stars. But whatever it is that you're looking to do, you can do it with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. First off, FanDuel is adding $10 in free bets to every account, no deposit required, and no strings attached. Did that get your attention? Well, then check this out. In addition to your $10 bonus, FanDuel is also giving you a day of risk-free betting. That means that you can place any bets you want on baseball, basketball, and hockey to get up to $100 back on your total losses. What's really cool about FanDuel is now you can add your fantasy account to your sportsbook account, and you can move money between those two accounts. It's really dope. If you already have a FanDuel sportsbook account, then you're all set. Just use your $10 bonus and day of risk-free betting before they expire on August 2nd. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Do it right now. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code, use my code. I get to be a promo code. Yay, I've always dreamed of being a promo code. Now here's the tricky part.